B-Pod Studios.
Now, the show you'll be talking about.
That was not me hemming and hawing.
In therapy.
Socks.
Filker and Mass. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's link a few things.
Mm-hmm.
One, Kevin Durant, when he was available before the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
he was linked to have to be with Al Horford.
For sure.
That was the thing out there.
Yeah.
He loves Marcus Smart, right? He loves Ime Udoka.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of things, and he respects Jason Tatum. There's a lot of things going on here.
Sure.
It is not just, the Celtics were good. It's
there's a lot of real connections.
There's real connections here. So if it comes to the point where, hey, Sean, I'm KD right now, I need to have a meeting with you. Yo, if all the teams that are available, I think it's legit that if you talk to the Celtics.
Right.
Because and I'm not saying this is what he's going to do. First of all, I have no idea why he left Steph Curry and joined Kyrie, but that's a different story. Like, that is a legit legacy move
for
Kevin Durant. And he has made some moves. Like, I think he should have made the Golden State Warrior. I didn't have a problem with it. They crushed the NBA. They were the best team. Maybe one of the greatest teams ever when you look at the differential between how good they were and the next best team. But the move to Brooklyn was not a great move.
Yeah.
He can salvage that by coming here and joining up with some people that he has respect for mm-hmm. and connections with.
Again, Scal last week, you know, and you asked earlier to B-Rob, I think, about the fascination, the Celtics' fascination with Durant. Is that organizational? And what you meant, I think, by that was Danny Ainge. You know, mm-hmm. Danny Ainge is long. You know,
right,
he said he would have drafted Durant over Odin, going all the way back to his draft year, and him sitting next to Durant's mother at the Final Four.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, so, and Ainge is obviously gone. So does the Celtics' obsession with Durant remain? Well, you do know Danny's kid is here running the I don't know if he's running the show, but
part of it.
He's in the, Austin is still here.
Good point.
Okay. And certainly, Danny certainly isn't persona non grata around here. He was back in the final. He's still here. He's still, and I'm not saying he's pulling any strings or anything, but he's still close with Wick, obviously enough for the kid to still be working here. So something tells me that whatever sort of obsession the Celtics once had with Durant is still here in parts anyway, in terms of those guys.
No, that makes perfect sense. I totally did not connect the line to Austin Ainge. I didn't do that.
So, I mean, I don't know if Scal was including that. It was all the connections here. It's primarily Udoka and, Tatum having played with him now with the USA basketball and his respect for Smart and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, maybe there's a residue of the Ainges still with Kevin Durant as well. So, I think the thing's real. I play the media game as much as anything because I have no real sources. No one talks to me. But I do know how reporters work.
Sure.
And when they say things and who they're talking to, and if this reporter, who I know is mobbed up with this player or this coach, and if this reporter is saying this, then I know that coach or that player is doing that. Like, that's the game I play. And if Scal, like, it's just all the sound we're playing from Scal today is so current and relevant. He said it over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows something. And that's all.
He knew back then Durant wanted out is what he knew.
And that the Celtics make sense.
Yeah. Right. Again, so this is the beauty of having good young talent in any sport, but let's stick to the NBA. That when there's a guy who comes available and you have good young players, you can get them. You can do anything you want when you have those kinds of assets. Now you're in the game. You got all the big chips. So who wants to make the deal?
So Scal was on it, and he said he would do it and that the Celtics would do it, meaning Jaylen Brown. So that was his take a week ago. We'll see if that's changed or what develops, but it's coming. And free agency starts in less than an hour. I guess he can officially be traded at 6. And I wouldn't be surprised if something happened today. It just wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either. This thing's been in the works. And if he's out there, Mike, can anything else happen until he gets resolved?
No, right.
No,
right? Everything's
not.
On hold.
He's the biggest chip. He's
absolutely
the biggest. He's the biggest domino.
And all those other ones are as well. I mean, for example, if the, just, I don't know, make it up. If the Celts were in on DiVincenzo, but now Joe Harris is available, It's like, yeah, I'd rather have Joe Harris.
Exactly.
So that you've got to wait. You've got to wait for that whole thing.
Yeah, that's a huge ripple effect. Yeah, you just had the whole market changed.
If they're stripping it to the bones in Brooklyn, yeah, you got to wait until he goes.
Yeah, the whole market changed. I mean, Durant's the big fish, and nothing can happen until Durant goes.
Meanwhile, we look at Durant as a real bitch, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
I love the guy as a player, but yeah.
It's like, dude, you got to stick it out somewhere and win? Or are you just going to bounce around? Like, this isn't, you know, we're not at the park where you're running pickup and the winning team stays on the floor. So you just hand pick your team so you can keep playing. Like, that's not, this is, you got to prove it on your own, like that whole thing. But he really carries himself like that. Like,
he's truly a gun for hire now.
Like, that's, he's at it. The park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. And this is classic. This is why he hasn't won as the best player, because he won't meet that challenge head on.
So I was surprised. You know who has no problem with him and is actually applauding him today, who's proud of him, is our guy Perk. I found this cut interesting. Go ahead, Jimmy. Number one.
I'm just going to say, sir, you have the floor.
You know what? I don't want to hear about what trade works. I don't want to hear about none of that. All I want to say is how proud I am of Kevin Durant. You know why? Since him and Kyrie arrived in Brooklyn, he has been the most reliable. He has been the most loyal when it comes down to being loyal and showing up to work to this organization. And I'm not blaming Kyrie Irving, although I feel like he has a role in this. You know, Kevin Durant has had Kyrie Irving back throughout this whole entire time. Kyrie Irving has been what? A guy that you don't know what he's thinking. You don't know what he's about to do. A guy that you could somewhat say you cannot trust. And I'm so happy that KD finally had the guts to go out there and make a decision for himself and say, you know what? I don't need this. I don't need to waste any more time of my precious prime that I'm in right now, the elite basketball that I have left. I could take my talent elsewhere to a culture that's about winning, a culture that's about being committed, a culture that I know what is about to happen and they're moving in the right direction. I tell you what, I'm just happy that KD finally did what KD wanted to do. And this is a completely different situation when he left Oklahoma City and went to Golden State.
That's an interesting way to put it. It's a long way of saying he rid himself of Kyrie.
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's more he's applauding Durant for giving Kyrie the finger and telling him to F off.
Because, I mean, you're right. Kyrie started the whole thing.
Yes.
As we told you first, and you didn't want to believe it, we got poo-pooed. I still feel like scratching this itch. Because all the NBA media people, when we said this, were like, are you going to listen to those idiots? Or what? Oh, we're lip reading now, idiots? Like, oh, everyone did it. All the NBA, the highfalutin NBA media scoffed at people like us when we simply looked at Kyrie Irving in the hallway in Charlotte at the All-Star game to Kevin Durant, said two max slots. It was clear as day. But you just all too sourced up and too, you know, oh, God, God, that pisses me off. We were right. You were wrong. All you NBA.
Including Kyrie.
God. Well, no. I mean, Kyrie never denied it is the beautiful
right.
thing.
Yeah.
He never denied it. He just snapped at reporters who asked him about it. He never said he didn't say it. Two max slots. He was recruiting Durant. He got Durant. He got his hooks into Durant.
It was clear as day.
And look, and again, I do think that, you know, he's allowed Kyrie to manipulate him.
So he's been, Durant has been manipulated and controlled by Kyrie Irving going back to that 3 years ago, whatever that was. And finally, Durant said, enough. I need to break your spell on me. I'm out.
Yeah, and maybe it was after all this stoogery with Kyrie going out on the market. Am I going to opt out? Am I not going to opt out and trying to find his own deal?
I think it came much earlier.
Well, it probably did. But Durant probably just ultimately said, you know what? Enough of this jackass. I'm done with this guy. This is just, it's always something with him. It's always some drama. You know, he won't get vaccinated. He can't travel. Did I see they were together for 3 years and they played 58 games together? Was that, I think we got an email.
You always ask me some number that I have no idea.
I thought you got the same email.
I didn't see it.
Well, forgive me for asking.
I don't know.
Email.
You always
usually
see that.
The emails that come in are the ones we get in.
The show emails?
Yeah, no, not the show emails, from a listener.
I'm not reading those
show? Of course you do. You read them during the show all the time.
Well, not today.
Okay, but sometimes you do.
I guess.
Okay.
That's right. Keep going.
Go ahead.
So I just think of that. So Kyrie comes together, or Durant comes together with Kyrie. They've been together for 3 years. And then he's like, I've wasted three years of my life with you. Like it's some sort of bad, you know, dysfunctional relationship.
Right, exactly.
He's like, I'm so done with you. No, I'm out.
Durant has finally walked away from an abusive relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, like he's been abused.
And you know what? From that standpoint, I agree with Pert.
Totally.
Yeah, I get it. Like, F you, you freaking psycho. Because that's what he is. Kyrie's a psycho. He is. He's a psycho. He's a complete psycho. Like, get away from him. He is bad news.
Right. I'm going to check my show email. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to take your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, there's no shortage of teams, and all different kind of teams. Teams who have young assets, teams who have draft picks and 25 and under stars, and then established all-star players in other places. The Nets are going to have to really discern between among a lot of different kinds of packages. And I don't think right now they're narrowing it down to say this is going to be a deal that's going to be, let's say, young players and picks. It's going to be, I think the idea is to get all-star players, to get all the available picks from teams, and certainly. Certainly, listen, you can go through rosters and you can start looking at places, you know, where they have, you know, elite 25 and under players or star players in their prime. But I think for Brooklyn, you know, they've got the leverage they do have is the contract status of Kevin Durant. Again, because he's under contract for 4 years, he has very little leverage about where he can go. Because if you trade him, he's going to have to play for that team. He's going to have to play for them for a long period of time. And that's why teams are much more willing to unload, you know, the maximum amount of assets versus, like, let's go back to Anthony Davis when he had 2 years left on his deal and you knew you could give up everything you had, but you might lose him in free agency. That's why the Lakers were so confident. They knew they'd be able to re-sign him, and they gave up certainly a significant package for AD. But right now, if you trade for Kevin Durant, you got him, and he's at the top of his game at 34. And so that really opens up the world to Brooklyn, and it makes these trade talks really interesting.
All right, so I disagree with that last part with Woj. Maz, I was just talking about this off the air. As he said it, I'm like, what do you mean he has to play for? What in the NBA have we seen recently that leads us to believe that if a guy doesn't want to play for you, that he's going to play for you? He's going to fake a back injury like Ben Simmons, or he's going to eat himself to death like James Harden, or he's if someone doesn't want to play for you, he ain't going to play for you, Adrian. Like, come on, man. Yes, Jimmy?
Kawhi Leonard in Toronto. He didn't want to go to Toronto.
Another one.
Well, no. But he didn't want to
San Antonio.
He didn't want to play in San Antonio, and so he went to Toronto.
But he didn't want to go to Toronto. He wanted to go somewhere else.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I respectfully disagree with you and all your sources and your knowledge, which is greater than mine. No. We continue the program. We can argue about it for a minute if you want, but sure. I just respectfully disagree.
That's okay. You can.
Because Kawhi Leonard at that time showed that if I don't want to play for you, I'm not going to play for you. He did that to San Antonio.
Exactly.
So he would have pulled the same crap. I mean, he probably didn't initially want to go. I agree with you there.
Thank you.
But it was 1 year, and ultimately he agreed to it. If he didn't agree to it, he would not have gone there. And, you know, so I don't know. I just think it's been proven over and over, regardless of whether you have a no trade or not, or you're locked into that team or not, if you don't want to play, you're not going to play. Like, I don't know. There's just
so Paul George had to take 1 year in OKC, and then he got to where he wanted. So there are situations where Durant might have to go to Toronto for 1 year and then figure it out from there.
Right, but this is the point about what Woj was saying, that wherever he goes, he's going to stay. No, he doesn't.
No, right, exactly.
No, he doesn't. He can go wherever he wants. There's no, you know, I've come to this conclusion.
And does he have a no trade? Can we just look that up quickly?
He does have a no trade. I've played sound recaps from smart people on ESPN that says he has no trade.
I missed. Sorry.
It's okay.
So,
and very rare in that league.
So, right. So if he's got a no trade, Woj, then he can absolutely not go. You know, so come on.
Yeah. I've come to the conclusion that in that league, there is, and Celtics fans should keep this in mind. There is no such thing as a long-term relationship. It doesn't exist anymore. Zero. And this should also factor in with Jaylen Brown, because look at the pattern here with other teams. What are guys doing? They're signing with their existing teams and then asking for a trade. So Jaylen Brown might re-sign here, but then ask for a trade a year into the deal.
Right.
So there's no such thing as any guarantee with a long-term contract.
But I'm just saying, back to this piece. A team is not going to give up all those assets if Durant doesn't want to go there, whether they can force him there or not. They're just not. They've got to, you know, before you execute that kind of trade, five first-round picks, a foundational 25-year-old or younger player, you're not doing that unless you get to talk to the person and say, do you want to come here? And he says yes. Like, it's just, regardless of what the contract permutations are, that's just, like, I just think that's the way these things work. Now, interesting, Bleacher Report has a tweet out. You can throw it up there, Vinny, if you want. Jake Fisher says the Nets won't trade Durant to the Suns without getting Devin Booker in return. So this is the position the Nets are in. And again, it's not like Durant's going to play for him, but they can bid one team off the other, and they can say to the Suns, look, we like Jaylen Brown more than we like DeAndre Ayton, so we're not taking Ayton. It's got to be Booker. And at which point, now do the Suns do that? Would you send Booker for Kevin Durant?
No.
No, because the point is to pair the both of them up.
Right. So that's a whole nother layer to that. Did you have a thought on that, Jimmy?
That to me is leaked information that Brooklyn doesn't like what's being offered right now.
Right. There's no question they're playing some sort of game. My guess is
negotiating.
Phoenix is offering Ayton, and they want Booker back. But again, if you're Phoenix, why would you do that?
Or they want Ayton plus something else that maybe isn't Booker.
Yeah, like I mean, there's no question there's a negotiation going on here.
Jay Crowder.
Yeah, and look, Brooklyn is going to have a say in where Durant goes, because they're going to say, no, we'll accommodate you, but we got to get something for you. We want the best deal possible. It's going to get done, though. He's not staying in Brooklyn. I can guarantee you that. He will not play for Brooklyn next season. I will bet my house on that.
Okay. Back to your thoughts. You want him here in Boston? Andrew in Taunton. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes.
Hey, guys, how's it going? The NBA offseason is just nothing like anything else. Like, this is just like a dream come true. This is amazing. Felger, I'm curious, though, if you want to walk back some of your commentary you've had about Kyrie over the years, saying that, because he spurned, like, the Celtics, like, we wouldn't want him back, etc. Like, the guy is an absolute a-hole. Like, I think you underestimated his a-holeness, which I didn't think was possible for you. Like, the guy is a self-detonating nuclear bomb. He's nuked three franchises in five years.
At this point, you don't want him. When he left, you would have taken him back gladly.
Yeah, I would have.
I mean, that's my point. Now, okay, yes, now it's
no,
all.
No, that's fair. But it's like he's played with two of the generational players, like the two of the best players that have ever played the game, LeBron James and Kevin Durant, and they were both just like, F you, like, we don't want to play with you anymore.
The guy is
unbelievable.
It's true.
An unprecedented a-hole.
Oh, no, he's radioactive.
Home-wrecking a-hole.
He is. He's radioactive. He walks into the room and your hands start glowing. Like, he is that toxic. He's radio-freaking-active.
Matt in Hudson. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. I think if Jaylen Brown is a main move for Durant, as much as I don't really want him here, but then you got to see how much ownership is willing to go in the luxury tax. And keep in mind, Bradley Beal just opted out yesterday. So you could have potentially the best trio in the entire league for the next 4 years. Thank you.
Okay, so the luxury tax is something I wanted to spend a lot of time on today. It got usurped by this Durant stuff. Maybe we'll circle back to that. Like building a Tatum, Beal, and Durant. Like, you could do that now if you wanted. I mean, you could.
Very expensive.
I mean, you could do that, but not, again, Durant's $50 million on his own. Beal's going to be a max guy, so whatever that is, 35. In a couple of years, Tatum's going to be at 40. All right, so now they just do that math. That's, 120 right there just for three guys. And you're one of these teams like Golden State that is paying $100 million plus in tax every year. Are you willing to be that? I don't think you are. But again, I meant to do that today, but the Durant stuff's more important. We'll circle back to it at some point.
How could they be? How many teams would do that? It's a historically high payroll.
Golden State's doing it.
Right, okay, but they're the only one.
Well, when you start to look at the tax teams, Some of these teams are doing it.
Okay, yeah, but
I mean, not 170. No. But here, keep talking. I'll start pulling.
Yeah. So look, I'm just telling you that when you add it all up, Golden State is paying in salary and taxes. We talked about this during the finals. Almost $350 million.
Highest payroll in the history of pro sports.
it helps they own their own building, though. These ones you're going to rattle off, I bet all these teams own their own building.
So, for example, this year we're Golden State. Their payroll is $175. Their luxury tax bill is $170.
That is unreal. $345.
Okay. Brooklyn second on this list. Their payroll is $170, and they're paying $97, $98, call it.
Okay.
Okay, so
there were 270.
$98 million in tax just to carry the roster they have. Is Wick Grosbeck and his partners willing to do that?
I say no.
I don't think so. I don't think they have the revenue to support it.
Okay, but I would tell you that, you know what? They should be willing, and here's why.
And I agree.
Okay, here's why. Golden State during the Steph Curry years, and again, we did this math during the finals. But when Steph Curry got there, the franchise was worth $500 million, $500 million.
So
it's now worth $5.5 billion.
You bet. But to recapture that money, you either have to sell the team or leverage it and take out a loan against the, you know, I mean, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, like,
yes. That's not money you have in your pocket.
Right. It's not cash.
It's paper.
Yeah, that's right. It's not actual cash and cash flow. I get it. But you also, in the case of Golden State, they have some avenues open to them that a lot of teams don't have.
But I'm just saying, like, it's not just Golden State. I gave you Brooklyn. The Clippers have a payroll of $166. They're paying $83 in just luxury tax. So Steve Ballmer, for him, that's, you know, what he puts in the fire every night to light his fire. Like, it doesn't mean anything to him. Wick Grosbeck, for all the money that he has and his partners, they're not that. They're not Microsoft. The Bucks, like, this worries me. The Bucks have a payroll of $160, call it, and they paid $50 in tax. Like, that's not sustainable there. Like, they're going to be taking losses. And that's going to, like, you know, that at some point they're going to have to blow the whole thing up and suck for 10 years just to make their money back.
Well, you mean Milwaukee's not a big money town?
No. So, like, that's a conversation I meant to have today. But
Milwaukee. What do they sell there? Toilet paper?
Sausage.
And motorcycles.
Sausage.
They big, can't, giant, juicy sausage.
Schlitz.
There's no luxury box sales there. There's no company. It's like they can't sustain that. But so Boston's not that, obviously. But they're not Golden State with their own building. Celtics don't have their own building. They rent. You know, they don't generate revenue from their building, really. Like, that's a huge.
Oh, sure it is.
That's a huge thing to consider.
Sure.
So anyway, I mean, I don't know where we were at that, but I still think they'd bring in Durant. I do. Stan in Medfield. Go ahead, Stan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I think bringing Durant here would be a horrible mistake. I mean, we already acknowledged that the one part of Tatum's game that he needs to change is whining and complaining on the court. Bringing that baby back bitch Durant in town would just add more to that. Like, he wouldn't be a good role model for him. And I don't know. It's just,
he wouldn't, but
be a good parent.
If Durant comes here next year, Stan, are you winning the NBA championship?
Possibility, yeah, for sure. I mean,
You're a heavy favorite with Kevin Durant here.
Durant and Tatum side by side, that would be awesome.
Durant and Brown side by side, that would be awesome.
Jimmy, would you trade Tatum before you traded Jaylen Brown for Durant?
No, but I wouldn't take Tatum off the table because, again, who is Kevin Durant bringing with him? So, to put with Jaylen Brown.
So let me ask you this. If Brooklyn's driving a hard bargain, which they might be, if they're saying no to Ayton, and Brooklyn says, Jaylen Brown, yes, but you also have to give us Rob Williams. Would you rather give up Brown and Rob Williams or just Jason Tatum and keep Rob Williams?
Tatum.
Brown and Robert Williams.
I think so, too.
Robert Williams is a freaking, you know, but I love him. But
I think I'm borderline scarred by his performance in the finals. And Rob Tatum? Williams, yeah, and Rob Williams was awesome in that finals on one leg.
Yeah,
but I don't think there's other teams that can match this. You know, I mean, who can say take two of the three, Brown, Tatum, and Rob Williams? Like, no one could do that.
No.
What if Atlanta got DeJounte Murray to make Trae Young expendable?
Yours is still better.
Trae Young is a legit piece. I personally go Brown over him, but others might not.
Trae Young, John Collins for Kevin Durant and picks.
Right, so
that's pretty good.
Yeah, now that you're getting closer.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant's going to play in Atlanta.
Yeah, why not?
For a crap franchise?
It's a crap franchise, but it's a destination.
Okay, but right. But are they going to win the championship?
I'm sorry. Now who's left? It's Trae Young and Collins.
John Collins draft picks
and DeJounte Murray.
Murray's
going
left
in the deal.
So it's Durant, Murray. And that's your team. And
Clint Capella and, you know, whoever.
You're not winning.
You don't think?
Not good enough.
All right. Let's pick this up on the other side. First, the very latest.
Kevin Herter.
Very latest here with Big.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face, suck it!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Where would you think Kevin Durant would be a likely destination for him if this, you know, nuclear option scenario plays out?
There's no better package than the Boston Celtics.
He's not going to the Boston Celtics. The Nets already did that once before.
No, there's no better package.
Who are you going to give him, Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown, 3 picks, 2 rights to swap. And Daniel Tice, the money works. You're getting the all-star caliber player, and you're getting picks moving forward. And you have to understand that there is a connection, like the Al Horford connection with Kevin Durant. They were kind of linked during that free agency when he went to Golden State. He loves Marcus Smart as a player, you know, the Hamptons visit, all that stuff. He made Udoka, he coached him, and he's always chatting it up with Udoka on the sideline during the game. So, and you get a chance to play with Jason Tatum, a guy he's played on the Olympic team with him, where they worked out together and stuff like that. So there is a connection. It's not crazy to think that something like that could happen if and only if Kevin Durant decides, like, all right, I want to be out of here.
Again, I love all that scowl sound. It's relevant. He was ahead of it. He was on top of it. Said the big domino was Durant asking out. Well, that's happened. He's asked out. NBA free agency begins in 20 minutes. Durant can be traded in 20 minutes. We'll see if it happens that bang, bang. Wouldn't surprise me the way things work in that league.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. I'm almost expecting it.
A sidebar story that's just fun to talk about is, again, another franchise in smoldering ruins because of Kyrie Irving.
Seriously.
And apparently, Holly was talking about this off the other night. I guess there was on Twitter, a Kyrie Irving, Stephen A. Smith thing that was pretty big last couple of days.
Yeah.
He
was chirping at Barstool today, too, because they Barstool put out like a gif of the Joker, you know, walking away from the hospital blowing up. And it's like Kyrie ruins yet another franchise. And he chirped back at them saying, like, you mean NBA champion and gold medalist Kyrie Irving. Like, he's just such a baby.
Gold medalist. You stop with it. Well, anyway, Stephen A. Was just recently, and he was asked about who he blames for this whole situation. Number two, Jimmy, please.
I feel that Kyrie Irving ruined the franchise. I feel that all of this is his doing. If Kyrie Irving had shown up to work, if he had been a more consistent presence, then he'd still be in Brooklyn. KD would still want to be in Brooklyn. They probably might have won a championship, or at least would have been knocking on the door again, because we all know that Kyrie Irving is a spectacular talent. The fact of the matter is that when you hear, you all know it, you cover the league, I know he and everybody close to him wants to blame me as if I'm the only one talking about him instead of the entire NBA community, but that's okay. Everybody knows late practices, showing up when you want, leaving when you want, going to the locker room after the coach conducted a practice and pulling players out to bring them on the court and conduct your own practices, assuming that you know what, you were going to play a significant role in who was going to be on the front office, who's going to be on the roster, etc., etc. Instead of coming there to work every day and simply doing your job, is something that became too drama. drama filled to the point that in the media capital of the world, with the media descending down upon you, they were looking at the Brooklyn Nets in a not so flattering fashion. And as a result, guys like Sean Marks was taking hits, Josiah was taking hits, Kevin Durant and his legacy was taking hits. So enough's enough. Everywhere you turn, what is there to say? If you're Sean Marks, you're the general manager. KD tells you he wants Kyrie. You give him Kyrie. So you take him along with Kyrie. They wanted DeAndre Jordan on the roster, and they wanted him to get about $40 million. They did that for him. They wanted a coach with no coaching experience whatsoever. They did all of that. So when you look at it from that perspective, they capitulated to the wishes of their two stars, and Kevin Durant capitulated to the wishes of a Kyrie Irving. Then Kyrie Irving misses most of this season, only plays 29 games, expects a four-year deal to be waiting for him, a four-year extension where his salary will be in an excess of $248 million. That doesn't happen. He's insulted. He's looking for other teams, throws out a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors, even had the Philadelphia 76ers on the phone willing to give him a three-year deal, guarantee him a three-year deal. But there was no way in hell he was interested in going to Philadelphia and rejoining James Harden or anything like that. So that was a smokescreen. He certainly wasn't interested in going to the Knicks. That was a smokescreen. So we look at all of these different things, and it comes down to this. He's been telling people he wants to be in L.A. He's been telling people he wants to wear the same uniform that Kobe Bryant once wore. And if you're LeBron James, you certainly don't mind that after what you had to deal with, what you had to deal with yesterday. So everywhere you turn to, in terms of looking at the Brooklyn Nets, everything has evolved around Kyrie Irving. So KD is still his boy, still loves him to death. KD's in Portland right now. I think that Mike James can't. He's got a crib in Miami, but he's looking to go to Phoenix. And if you're the Phoenix Suns, you're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. But one of the things you might hold on to desperately is a Devin Booker. You drafted that dude.
Stop right there. So Stephen A. thinks he wants to go to Phoenix. Okay. So maybe that's why we're hearing that Brooklyn's demanding Booker.
Devin Booker, right. Yeah,
demanding Booker. But either way, it all goes back to Kyrie.
He's right.
Well, he's right to a point. I mean, Kevin Durant is not absolved of responsibility for his role in this thing. Like, I mean, to get duped by Kyrie Irving and to hit your way, you know, you play with Steph Curry, a legit champion, a legit guy, to go with Kyrie Irving?
He didn't realize how much of a nut Kyrie was, well, and how much of a manipulative a-hole he is. And now he does. So, I just think it's comical how, you know, Kyrie tried to leverage it all at the end with Brooklyn, thinking he had Durant in his corner. Like, you know, no. If I go, Durant's going to want to go. Kyrie came back and Durant bailed. That's the best part of the whole story. That after all that, you know, after Kyrie tried to use him as leverage, Durant finally said, and again, I'm saying, assuming this is the actual timeline.
Yeah.
But Durant looked at it and said, no, I'm done with you. It's over. It's not worth fighting through with you anymore because you're not even going to show up. Think of that. After all that, in the tunnel, the two max slots, the whole thing. Kyrie never played. He never could find it in himself to play. And it was the same kind of crap he pulled in Boston. You know what he is, really? He's terrified. He is terrified of the responsibility that comes with being a great talent in a sports league. He's terrified he can't take the heat if he's the one actually out there and it's falling apart. He doesn't even play. Like, it's laughable. He fancies himself as this power broker, and he doesn't even show up for the games.
Here, this is kind of interesting. This just popped up. So, reading here for some guy who covers the Lakers, blue check mark. Brian Windhorst apparently just on ESPN did the following. Took a deep, deep breath and said that league executives have floated that the Lakers could try to trade for KD and Kyrie as a package deal if the two are still interested in playing together.
So that has to be Anthony Davis.
And maybe Westbrook. No, I'm just saying for the money.
I'm going to take a dump in a plastic bag. I'll give you that too. Throw that in.
I just meant for the money. Yeah, I just meant for the
The imagery.
If I were Brooklyn, I wouldn't do that. I can get more by splitting them up.
Definitely I'm not doing
it. Yeah, right.
You can trade Durant, get something good, DeAndre Ayton. You can trade Kyrie and go get yourself Tyler Hero. Put those two guys together and now you got something.
Yeah.
And when I say you got something, you're not going to win a title with those two, at least not yet. But you've got the building blocks of a competitive team.
How about the detail from Stephen A. that Kyrie Irving leaves practice early, goes into the locker room, guys start coming in, he pulls them out and tries to conduct his own practice out on the floor after Nash is done.
Apparently he was doing it routinely.
Jesus.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Stephen A. actually said this last week, and so he's repeating it now. Kyrie was running his own practices. Nash would finish practice. Guys would start to leave, and Kyrie would say, you, and you. You guys stay here. I'm going to run my own. I'll show you how we do it.
All right, so Dan in the truck, his comment line says, I just saw Jaylen Brown right now leaving his house, and he looks depressed. So I'm going to quiz him because I know Jaylen Brown's exact house. His exact house is around the corner from my daughter's boyfriend. Wellesley boy back there, Brian, you know where he lives? And you used to live like sort of almost right across the street from him? Penelope. Okay, so So I know exactly the house. So Dan in the truck says Jaylen Brown has just left his house and he looks depressed. I will quiz him if this is right. Dan, what town line, and this is all the only detail you're allowed to give me, don't street name, what town line is Jaylen Brown's house abutting or near?
Well, he lives in an apartment and it's above a restaurant.
I don't know if he's got a crash pad or something, but that is not his house.
Flop house.
Yeah.
I don't know about any apartments. I know his house.
Leaving some Instagram ass models place or something.
No, you just blew up a spot.
Yeah.
It's what I was exactly trying to avoid.
And if it's this, never.
If he looks depressed, he could just be heading to Logan.
Jimmy just dropped himself.
Yeah.
Right. I love that. That's great. That's tremendous.
What's wrong with an Instagram ass model?
Exactly. All right, so...
As long as it doesn't show up in the simulcast, Mari.
So NBA free agency begins in 11 minutes.
That was fun.
And that's when he could be traded. I hope it happens in the next couple days. It doesn't do us the show. I'm just worried about the show.
I think we'll have a decision on Kevin Durant within the next 72 hours. I think that may have been a deadline given.
So someone has, nice, he's got info. So I just need to do the math now. That's 3 days?
Yeah. Sunday.
Okay.
By Monday, he's going to be in a new place.
Okay. I do a show on Monday.
No, I would consider it too. I would.
4th of July again. Boy, Durant loves the 4th of July.
He's a true American.
Seriously. Yeah.
All right.
It's like Animal House.
We've got the baseball hour coming your way at 6. The final word is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Max.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Max on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town
Nobody.
Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. All right. Well, with all the talk of Kevin Durant today, now that he came out and demanded a trade from the Brooklyn Nets right around 3 p.m., we should throw it back with the best of Squeaky Maz on Kevin Durant.
Nice.
Kevin Durant, what are the chances?
We got an interview. Yeah. Yeah, we got to sit down with Durant. We can sit down. Let's have a parade. So now it's good enough to just have the sit down. Terrific. Awesome.
What are the odds? What are the chances?
You talk to us! Oh, my God! You know, it's the equivalent of the loser in high school who says, ooh, the hot chick just said hello to me. Ooh, I think she likes me. Maybe I'll ask her out.
You don't think that's a little bit of a positive, though?
Yay! I'll get excited when he comes. Okay? I'll get excited when he comes. I'll be getting
I'll be the first to get down, 'cause I'll be very excited.
It's Miami. It's Golden State Warriors. It's the...
Sitting down with him doesn't mean jack. Terrific. We got to sit down and have lunch together. Let me know what he eats for lunch. I'd be curious. Or you know, whether he eats at all. Let's get all geeked up and let it out of our pants. For the fact that we actually get to sit at the same table and talk. Until he puts the name on the contract, I couldn't give two craps whether he's just, you know, agreed to talk to them. Woo-hoo! He's talking to us!
I'll be getting real excited when he comes.
Oh, my God!
That was right.
Perfect.
You know what I found?
Oh, it's true.
You know what I found nauseating about hearing that? What is that, 6 years ago? The optimism in my voice.
Yeah,
that,
really? Like what?
Oh, yeah, no, it could happen. Well, you don't think that's a little bit of a positive? They get a sit down now? I mean, earlier today, I'm like, he's not coming.
He's not coming right. Yeah. It's so much better to think it might happen.
Yeah. Murray, how many years have you been with us now?
Oh, boy.
Totally destroyed him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've beaten all that optimism.
Right, it's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
It's like a before and after.
A different person when he got here.
Yeah, it's like 2 seconds of me talking about, who is this person?
No, it's the opposite. It's the opposite of rehab. Murray.
Yeah.
You come in positive, you go out polluted.
Love it. So true. Such a perfect before and after.
Felger and Mass
optimistic
therapy.
And happy when he got in here.
Yeah, let's see. It's the Felger and Mass Anti-Therapy Aging Academy.
All right, Mass, what do we got coming up with the baseball hour?
Big win last night for the ball club. Big win.
It was. I was ready to talk about that, too, today.
No, we did. We had it on the agenda, so we're going to pick it up from there. I thought there were some very positive developments in that game last night. Okay. And we'll touch on the bench clearing incident, all of that tonight on the baseball hour. Murray's alongside. He's very happy about it.
Awesome. So we've got there's actually some meat on the bone with the Celts. And, of course, if anything breaks across the NBA, as free agency starts basically right now, they will break in and give you that news first and whatever analysis that news demands. So that's Stu is still here with his phone, Maz and Murray.
Golden State now trying to get KD.
Are you joking?
No. Golden State is trying hard to get Durant. They've offered Wiggins and 6 pick swaps.
I was going
to
say, between Wiggins,
Wiseman,
and who's the kid that didn't play that they just drafted first overall?
Kuminga.
Kuminga, Wiggins, Wiseman, you mentioned, Poole. They could do the same thing. You can take anyone you want other than Curry and Thompson and Draymond and take the rest.
Imagine if he goes back there.
That's a pretty good package.
Bad for the league if he goes back there.
All right,
like the idea of him better in Phoenix.
So like I said, any rumor that comes across, these guys will be discussing along with the Red Sox. Yeah, here comes Murray's update. 90 seconds, no spots, and you get Maz. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.